Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Diary of a Very Bad Year. Interviews with an anonymous hedge fund manager presents a first-person style portrait of high finance during a period of intense market stress. Framed as a series of interviews, the book uses anonymity to keep attention on decisions, incentives, and psychological pressure rather than on a single celebrity biography. The result is a pragmatic look at how hedge fund managers think about risk, portfolio construction, client expectations, and survival when volatility spikes and correlations converge. Instead of treating markets as abstract charts, it centers on the day-to-day reality of running money, managing drawdowns, navigating liquidity, interpreting macro signals, and communicating with investors who want answers immediately. The narrative format also highlights the culture of the industry, including competition, secrecy, and the constant need to justify performance. For readers curious about what it feels like inside a hedge fund during a difficult year, this book offers an accessible entry point into the mindset and trade-offs that define professional investing under pressure. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, inside the hedge fund mindset under stress. A central theme is how a professional investor processes uncertainty when the normal playbook stops working. The interview format emphasizes mindset over mechanics, showing how decisions are shaped by pressure from markets, clients, and internal performance targets. Rather than assuming a manager is always confident, the narrative highlights the continuous balancing act between conviction and humility. In difficult periods, every choice carries the weight of potential career damage, reputational risk, and investor redemptions. The book also draws attention to the difference between being right, eventually, and surviving long enough to benefit from being right. That gap is where leverage, position sizing, and timing can become existential. The anonymous perspective helps illuminate industry psychology, the constant monitoring of peers, the fear of being the outlier, and the temptation to chase what is working in the moment. Readers see how stress can narrow attention, amplify confirmation bias, and encourage overtrading. At the same time, stress can sharpen process by forcing clearer rules and faster learning loops. The topic matters because retail narratives often focus on single trades or bold predictions, while professional reality is dominated by emotional control, probabilistic thinking, and an ability to keep operating when the environment is hostile. Secondly, risk management as a daily operating system. The book underscores that risk management is not a chapter in a textbook, but the operating system of a hedge fund. During a very bad year, risk is not only price movement, but also liquidity, counterparty exposure, concentration, and correlation breakdowns. The manager viewpoint clarifies why protecting capital can matter more than maximizing upside, especially when drawdowns trigger investor panic or internal limits. This topic explores practical considerations such as maintaining flexibility, avoiding forced selling, and understanding how leverage transforms ordinary volatility into crisis. A key takeaway is that risk is dynamic. What looks diversified in calm markets can become one crowded trade when fear hits. The narrative also highlights how managers assess tail risk and how they think about scenarios that are hard to price until they arrive. Even without providing a step-by-step trading manual, the interviews convey a discipline of constantly asking what can go wrong, how fast it can go wrong, and what the plan is if it does. For readers, this topic provides a more realistic lens than simple stop-loss rules. It frames risk management as position sizing, liquidity planning, and behavioral control combined, with survival as the ultimate metric of competence. Thirdly, interpreting markets. When narratives collapse, in turbulent years, market narratives can reverse overnight, fundamentals may be ignored, correlations can surge, and policy actions can dominate price discovery. The book focuses on how a hedge fund manager tries to interpret signals in an environment where information is noisy and timing is brutal. Instead of presenting markets as neatly explainable, it shows the struggle to separate meaningful data from reactive headlines and crowd emotion. This topic highlights the challenge of model risk. Strategies that performed well historically may fail when the regime changes. A manager has to decide whether the breakdown is temporary noise or evidence the underlying assumptions are wrong. The interviews also suggest how macro forces, such as credit conditions, central bank policy, and liquidity, can overwhelm company-level analysis. That does not mean fundamentals are irrelevant, but it changes the horizon and the toolkit. For readers interested in decision-making, the value here is the emphasis on probabilistic reasoning. The manager is forced to make calls with incomplete information, to update beliefs quickly, and to avoid the trap of forcing a tidy story onto messy markets. The lesson is not to predict perfectly, but to maintain a process that remains functional when the world stops matching the spreadsheet. Fourthly, investor relations, incentives, and the business of managing money. A hedge fund is not only an investment strategy, but also a business that must retain client capital. The book sheds light on how investor relations can shape portfolio decisions during a downturn. When performance is weak, communication becomes as critical as trade selection. Managers must explain losses, justify positioning, and persuade investors to stay through volatility. The interviews illuminate the tension between doing what is best for the portfolio and doing what is necessary to avoid redemptions or loss of confidence. This topic also explores incentives. Fee structures, performance benchmarks, and peer comparisons can create pressure to take risks that may not be optimal long-term. The manager must balance career risk against market risk, and those are not always aligned. In stressful years, the business reality can force shorter time horizons, increased defensiveness, or, in some cases, ill-timed risk-taking to recover. For readers, understanding these incentives is essential because it explains why professional behavior can look puzzling from the outside. It also helps evaluate funds and managers more realistically. Instead of assuming a manager is purely rational, the book points to the institutional context that nudges decisions, especially when the phone is ringing and capital is ready to walk out the door. Lastly, lessons on adaptability, humility, and survival across the interviews. A broader lesson emerges. The difference between smart and successful often comes down to adaptability. A very bad year tests whether a manager can revise assumptions, cut exposure, and rebuild confidence without becoming reckless. The book emphasizes humility in the face of markets, not as a moral posture, but as a practical requirement. When conditions shift, ego can turn losses into disasters by delaying necessary changes. This topic connects professional investing to general decision-making. The manager's experience illustrates how to operate under uncertainty with imperfect tools, how to focus on process rather than outcomes, and how to learn without rewriting history to protect self-image. It also shows that survival is an achievement. Avoiding catastrophic loss preserves the ability to compound in the future, which is the real game. For readers, these lessons translate beyond finance. They apply to entrepreneurship, career planning, and any domain where volatility and competition exist. The interviews suggest that good operators maintain optionality, diversify risks that truly matter, and accept that some losses are the cost of staying in the arena. The narrative encourages readers to prioritize resilience, continuous learning, and clear thinking when circumstances become uncomfortable. In conclusion, this book is best for readers who want an insider-flavored view of hedge fund decision-making without needing advanced quantitative training, aspiring analysts, finance students, individual investors, business leaders, and anyone curious about how professionals behave when markets go against them. It benefits a reader's life by strengthening practical thinking under uncertainty. The interviews highlight habits that transfer well outside investing, such as separating signal from noise, updating beliefs quickly, managing downside before chasing upside, and communicating clearly when outcomes are imperfect. Compared to many investing books that either glorify big wins or teach a single simplified system, this one stands out for its focus on operating reality, stress, constraints, incentives, and the constant trade-offs between conviction and survival. The anonymous, interview-based structure keeps attention on choices and consequences rather than on personal brand, making it easier to extract general lessons. If you are considering buying it versus more formula-driven market guides, it is worth it for the human layer it adds to market education. It helps readers understand not only what a hedge fund might do, but why it might do it, especially in the kind of year that reveals whether a strategy and a mindset are truly durable. If you would like to support Hedge Fund Manager, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.